بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, firstly making muzakara of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the only way to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reach our destination where we will meet Allah ta'ala. As a beautiful poem of our Dada Shaykh, Naqshe Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai jannat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam means in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from morning to night, to learn how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what actions he did in his life from morning till night, from birth till death, and try and follow it to the best of our ability. And then inshallah we'll be on our path to Jannat. And before Jannat, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. Jannat is still far, but here in this world already you'll get the connection with Allah Ta'ala. You start feeling peace and happiness in your heart. So with regard to the sunnat all and du'as upon entering and leaving the toilet, we learned previously that before entering the toilet, read the du'a, Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'is. That is, before you enter the toilet, read this du'a. And obviously we should enter the toilet with our head covered, with our shoes on. Then when entering the toilet, enter with the left foot, and we should be conscious. Sometimes we're in a hurry also, and we're just running into the toilet, but be conscious which foot. When you're conscious, then you'll realize automatically. You make a mistake, immediately you'll come out, and you'll go with the right foot, or left foot in. And when coming out, then come out with the right foot. And then when you have to now relieve yourself, removing your undergarment, then it is better to go as low as possible to the ground before you take out your trouser fully. So, in other words, so much we are taught of adab, respect, that we don't just take out our trousers, garments, even you alone. Don't just take it out. Realize that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, thereafter a person should sit and relieve himself. With regard to the askar and the ash'ar that we read in our zikrs, last week we learned that the ash'ar with regard to when we make the zikr of Allah, and a person, as you come to know and you get to do the cause of the ma'rifat of Allah, and then you come to know the importance of zikr, then automatically from your heart it will come out, Narai Mastana, oh, to call out my beloved name, Khushmi Ayadam, it gives me the greatest enjoyment. I wish forever, Ya Allah, you just give me this enjoyment that I only engage in your zikr. So then a person will make zikr with concentration and to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, in another poem with regard to making the zikr of La ilaha illallah, then a person says, Ilahi, dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe. Ilahi, dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Ilahi, O my beloved Allah, O my deity, O that being who knows all my conditions, who knows the depths of my heart more than myself. I got a pain, Allah Ta'ala knows the depth of that pain better than myself. So Ilahi is that great being, that there is nobody for us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you only turn to Ya Allah, Ilahi dil mein ghair ka asar na rahe, that in my heart there shouldn't be the effect of anybody now. That whatever condition is coming to me, immediately I know only Allah Ta'ala can solve it. So in your heart particularly, that outwardly, like if you get scared, some shock, that is natural. But in your heart immediately, say, Ya Allah, help me, oh Allah, Allah's name will come out from your heart. What is in the heart, that will come out on the tongue. So a person, as you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, this is the object, that Allah, there mustn't be the effect of anybody else in my heart. A person can be standing with a gun in front of you. In the first look, you'll get a bit scared, shocked, but then immediately you turn to Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Hamim la yunsarun. All these du'as will come onto your tongue. And then see, that person will get baffled. Siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. And besides you, O Allah, let my gazes not be on anybody else besides you. Whatever I see, I must only see you. Whatever I need, I must only know that I must only turn to you. So Allah give us tawfiq that we try and learn these poems and make zikr, but concentration, and as you do it, then you'll find you can't stop making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Further, with regard to Anwarus Salah, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid, inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. We discussed previously that how when a person starts doing the cause of zikr and shaghal, that is, you start realizing that my heart is full of everything else of this world and it's not connected to Allah Ta'ala. So I need to go and do a cause to get my heart free from all these things and connect to Allah Ta'ala. And then a person, like Hazrat explained here, that just reading this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, people said, what namaz is all about? And namaz is the coolness of my eyes. And then a person, by just studying this kitab alone, that reality won't come. You have to do a proper cause under the guidance of a perfect guide. Then you'll see. And as we learn, the system of Allah Ta'ala is that you try and do the cause. You do an effort. But in reality, atai wahabi hai. It is only Allah's gift upon you. You will do the cause, never think that I did the cause. Same like a hafiz. He goes to the Hifz class. And the thing is, not you just get the application form and fill it in, and now you think, no, I mean, I'm becoming hafiz. No, you have to do. Go and make that effort, that mehnat. But Allah Ta'ala's system is two things. One is sunnatullah. This is a sunnat of Allah Ta'ala, that you have to go in that direction. And then, even when you go in that direction, now make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, you make it easy for me. You grant me this great gift. Because in reality, it is adai wahabi. It is Allah Ta'ala's special favor that Allah Ta'ala grants it to us. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. Even our wives, etc., we think I found this girl. It was Allah Ta'ala gave us this gift. So we should realize, even our children, everything, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You went around looking, etc. Who made that means for you to go around looking? And who finally your spouse was written for you? And that is how you got her. That is why our Dada Shaykh also says that when you look at your Layla, your wife, then don't think she just fell from the sky. Ya daste maula se mila. I got her from the hand of my Allah. A special gift, now you'll appreciate her. And similarly, she'll think, this husband of mine didn't just come from nowhere. Allah's special gift. So like that, when we do the cause, then Allah will grant you a hafiz boy. He goes through difficulty, etc. But finally, Allah gives him the gift of becoming a hafiz. And then the system of Allah is that, as Hazrat explained also, you find Allah Ta'ala in a shaitan's house, Allah can make a wali of Allah. In the house of Azar, idol worship, Allah took out who? Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in the house of a wali of Allah Ta'ala, a person, if you don't do the cause, despite you are told that make an effort, you see many times, and people take objection also, they don't realize. They say, why a Buzurg is telling us to do this, but look at his son, what he is doing. He did his effort. He told his son, don't do this, don't do that. Now if he doesn't listen, then it's his problem. So you don't blame the parents for that. Yeah, if they're not in prayer, they're not taking care, they're not making tarbiyat, then it is a different thing. But, so we should realize, and this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat explained that before you want to bring this reality of namaz into your life and understand this beautiful bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, then Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, to make it easy for us, first I have prescribed an introductory course, which I have termed as Noor. That is, do these five Noors before you do the five sabak of the lesson itself. Then when you do the five Noors introduction, that is, when your introduction is correct, then you'll able to put on the building. When you do the proper foundation, then you'll see you'll able to put up a beautiful building. Then the eagerness for salah will come. Then you'll realize what salah is all about. So first we have to do the introductory course. Then a person can start going. Like a child wants to become a hafiz, he first have to learn all his the introductory, the qaida, Baghdadi, Yassal al-Quran, all that. Then, otherwise in the beginning we all eager, I must just become hafiz.
But then when he goes into that office class, then you realize, oh, this is a real thing. But when he did little introductory course, and from small he sat in a company, like many children, their mother is teaching the elder child, and they sitting there, they learn the surah before the elderly child. Because they listening, Allah gave us, وَجَعَلْ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Through your ears and eyes it goes into your heart. And then the elder son is getting upset, but why he knows it before me? Because you still got play in your head, his mind is still empty. So when we do this course, then see, now when your mind becomes focused, now see how you'll be focused towards the direction of life. Otherwise our direction of life, we know, because our mind is not focused. So what is there, these noors all about? The first noor, noor-e-awwal, us mashka faida sirf unhi salikin ko hoga, jo zikr shagal ke tariq ko ba zabta ikhtiyar kar chuke. Unko, aur unko kisi darja mein malaka yaaddaasht haasil ho chuka hai. Sufi Iqbal sahab says, when a person makes this mashk, this training, and he will only get the benefit of the training of namaz, etc., only those salikin, that first of all, you have to be walking on the right path. That is, a salik is walking on the path towards Allah Ta'ala. Now see whether we are walking on the path to Allah or we are walking on the path of shaitan. We are Muslims, but we are not interested on walking on the right path. So where are you going to be? If you are not interested, like Hazrat says, a person is not in, you're not interested in selling a person anything. And he is telling you, please see that you weigh properly. You say, I'm not interested on selling you. So what? So if a person is not interested in becoming a sali, that he must be walking on the right path. And that which Allah Ta'ala, to make us realize, so to say Allah made it first, that beg Allah, ihdina sirata mustaqim. Oh Allah, put me on the right road that I came here. I mustn't just be walking on any road. And I think I'm on the right road. And if somebody tell you also, you don't stop to see, am I mistaken or what? You say, no, he doesn't know. So you'll carry on going towards the road of Jahannam. And then such people, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come when the bad will be regarded as good, and the good will be regarded as bad. Today you tell children, Mawli Sahab, how are you? No, I'm not a Mawli Sahab. Hafiz Sahab, how are you? No, I'm not a Hafiz Sahab. But instead of saying, make dua, Allah, make me Hafiz Sahab, or say, Ameen, that they don't like, you must call them good names. But they write on their school bags, they write there in their hall homes, we the dirty dozen. So you like to be in bad company. So that is when you're not interested. So a person who's walking, who must first realize, I have to be walking on the right road. And that is why this nurturing starts from the house. The parents must realize that we must be walking on the right road and put our children also on the right road. And that is what Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, the easiest way to bring your children on the right track, even if they were not on the right road, and they had wrong friends, etc., and now they're in fashion and cutting punky hairstyle and all, the easiest way, just bring them in the majlis of the buzurg. Don't worry of their hairstyle, don't worry whether they're wearing topi or not. The buzurg is not going to object on that. You just come, and as you come, don't you come alone to the majlis, you're not worried of your wife and children. And then you want to go home like a big Sufi and tell them, do this, do that, that now no more TV in the house. They'll to put you out of the house. But if you bring them also into the house, into the majlis, and they also get the benefit of majlis, now they themselves, you'll see your son automatically. Now he'll say, I want to cut my hair, the four knots, I want to cut my hair totally clean. Then you see, he's telling you, Abba, buy me this kind of topi. So it's not that you are forced to wear this topi. That when you start realizing, these are the lovers of Allah, and what is this nisbah, this connection? So that is why a person, he says, you'll only benefit when you start walking, and then you do this course, ba zabta, that is properly. Not that you just come to the khanka, let me sit and just listen, and I go regularly to the khanka. Ba zabta is like you take entrance. In other words, you want to go madrasa and learn, but you just go sit outside the class, and you're just hearing the children's this thing. No, you have to go for the application, and then they accept you, then go to the class and sit in the lessons regularly and pay attention. Then see, then the benefit will start coming. So like this, coming to the khanka is good, but and also to take bayat is sunnat. But the object of bayat is what? To make our islah. to get us onto the right road, the road to Allah Ta'ala. So the object is farz. When the object is farz and islah of each person, you can be a Shaykhul Hadith, you can be whoever, every person has to make his own islah, farz-e-ain. And this is still more, you have to keep on making your islah. Like you got a car, you just drive your car, you don't worry about servicing, you don't worry about checking the oil, pressure, nothing, and you just drive, and you get stuck on the road. And then you say, hey, people said these Toyota cars are very good, but look how useless these Toyota cars are. It's not Toyota cars are useless, yours is useless, because you're not servicing, you're not taking your car to the worship, to the workshop. So coming here is like coming to the workshop. That we have to come here to the workshop. Allah made us all insan. And Allah made us and gave us the ability to be, we are the best of creation. But if we don't come to service ourselves, if we're not on the straight path, ihdina sirata mustaqim, sirata alladhina an'amta, and Allah is showing, to get the straight path, you have to follow the man of Allah Ta'ala. To get your service, you can't do it yourself. You're not a mechanic and now you want to try and service your own car. No, this is also, islah is a fail muta'addi. Somebody else have to do it on you. You can't make your own heart operation. You can be the best heart specialist also. But somebody has to do it for you. So go and now, officially, especially when your heart, sometimes in the beginning, you go to a few majlises, then your heart clicks. No, this sheikh, I can able to talk to him. As like our dada sheikh, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that first check your blood group. Sometimes you go to some sheikh and you are a serious person. And like Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to be very jovial sometimes. And used to make some, say some joke or laugh. And some people used to think, now what kind of sheikh is this? So your mizaj, your blood group is not the same. So like Hazrat says, that if you need blood, for example, blood we got less in your body. Now you go to tell the doctor, I want Cassius Clay. There was the boxer Muhammad Ali who was very strong. Say, I want his blood. You say, bhai, let me first check, is your blood group the same? If it's not the same, then I have to dig your cover if I give you his blood. So like that, if we want to benefit, go in that, then you won't object to the sheikh. And otherwise today we come in one masjid and we see all, then we want to object to the sheikh. Then and don't run to too many mashayikh. Go to one person who will start knowing your mizaj, you will start knowing his mizaj. And he'll know how to treat you. And then you'll see benefit. And then you won't be worried of objecting to anybody. You will be worried, ya Allah, open my fault to myself and let me correct it and give me tawfiq to correct it. And you correct it for me and don't show it to others. Then Allah Ta'ala will. So, ba zabta, in other words, take bi'at. Bi'at is sunnah. But because it is the means, as the Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, it indirectly becomes farz. Your means to becoming islah. The object of bi'at is islah, to reform ourselves. The object of bayat is not just now we see other people are taking bayat, my friend took, and every, now you just put your hand. And then after that, like Hazrat says, ah, find out from Muhammad Musa Sahib what you must do. Then we don't do what we have to do. We don't do, we, while we hear, few minutes we do zikr. We go home, 1-2 days we do, and your battery is flat. And then you say, and the more your battery gets flat, then you don't have eagerness to go into the majlis. Because your mizaj is not the same. You're not coming now onto the right road. So when you do this course properly, then you'll get this malaka, this ability. In other words, you'll get, Allah Ta'ala will give you that ability now, that now you'll know how to control yourself. Like a person, you buy a new phone, or you got a new phone, you don't know how to use it. And you say, this thing is useless. Now when you go and learn how to use it, today we learn a person buys an appliance, or any, it's a machine, and a sophisticated machine. Then they don't just give you a manual, they give you an instructor to show you. The most sophisticated machine in the world, which is making all other machines. And this machine which is most sophisticated, he is getting astonished by the machine that he made. But he don't get astonished by himself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Did you look at yourself, how you are? Allah gave you that brain which is not even 1.5 kilograms in weight. Over 12 million cells in your bone, in your brain. And you getting excited, hey, look at this the technology, look at that jet, look at this, and look at, but who made all that? And then who made you? So see for yourself that Allah didn't send you in the world without a manual. Allah gave us the best manual. Zalikal Kitab, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, hudal linnas, That's your way. That is your constitution, your way of life. Allah. And then Allah didn't just give it like that. Allah wa qad ja'akum min Allah nuru wa kitabu mubin. From Allah, the most greatest instructor and the best example, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to show us how to lead our life. So this is when you do that, then you get this malaka, this yaddash, and then you'll see Allahu Akbar. Oh, now what is insan all about? Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, don't, insan is not just this outward form. Lahum qulubu la yafqahuna biha, wa lahum a'yunu la yubsiruna. You got eyes, brains, everything, but you're not looking in the right direction. So what you are? Ulaika kal an'am. They are what, so to say, the animals also complain that, oh Allah, we're not like them. You don't see a male animal mating with a male animal, a female animal mating with a female, and these insan are doing that. So Allah said, balum adal, that you became worse than animals also. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that such a person will get this ability now, that first of all, your mindset, your frame of mind is not in one direction. It's all different directions. It's like Hazrat gives an example. In the early days, people used to have farm shops, and lot of people from the farm, they come once a week to the city. And normally, our elders used to come on a Juma. They let me go Juma for Juma namaz also. Then I'll do my buying, etc. So while they come to kill two birds with one stone. But they got their whole shopping list. We have to buy this, paraffin, this, that, and then go do this payment, everything. Now you come like that with all that thoughts in your mind, and you're sitting in the Juma Bayan also. Now where are you? Are you in the Juma Bayan, or you're thinking, hey, what time that merchant is going to close? Will I get, will Malisa finish in time? Now your mind is in all different directions. And even what the Imam is giving a beautiful advice, but your mind is not in one direction. You don't have control over your mind. Now you're not even listening the right thing. Mawana said, Piya, viyaj haram hai. Viyaj is the Gujarati word for interest. And you heard piyaj haram hai. That piyaj is onions. And normally Hazrat says you want onions when the wife wants onions when it's very expensive. Now you just went home after that whole bayan and did your shopping, and the wife said, you didn't buy onions. You went all the way. Say, why? See, lot of Hazrat is coming this weekend. And you know onions was very expensive, so you never buy it. Say, but you never hear the bayan. Say, what bayan? You say, Mauli Sahab said, piyaj haram hai. That onions are haram. Say, which Mauli Sahab now? When, since when onions became haram? So she find out, she say, Mauli Sahab didn't say onions, he said, we are interest. That you don't want to worry about, because you got all your interest dealings, HP, etc. So like that, then when your mind is not focused, in the beginning we listen little, and then we take our 40 wings, and we don't listen properly. And then like Hazrat says, we ask you after the bayan, a powerful bayan. What was the bayan? I don't know, I don't remember all the points. You don't remember one point also. So when this malaka have to come, when you do a proper course, that is you come, you take bait officially, and then you start coming regularly and listen attentively with an open heart, empty mind, that I don't know nothing. And every time you can be a greatest sheikh also, but when you go to your sheikh, empty your heart, that I don't know anything. And then you won't say, I heard this bayan already. That same bayan you heard, it will have a different effect. We see Allah Ta'ala repeating the incident of Musa alayhi salam in the 30 paras 29 times, over and over. But every time it has a different lesson, a different effect. So when a person does this course, then a person is namaz, in his namaz also now, he'll benefit. And now he'll realize that where I entered? I entered Allah's house. Now forget the thoughts of I need to buy this, I need to buy all that. So when you start doing this proper course, then, and you start now, your attention is there, your yard dashed, whose house I entered. Not we just entered last in, first out, like sadly, as Hazrat mentioned, that we see Jummah today, Allahu Akbar. Imam is on the mimbar already, and you are ready almost with your second khutbah, and people are coming by the door. And they won't come inside the masjid, they'll stand outside. And then when the namaz starts, then they're rushing in. And then the moment the imam made salam, they don't even wait for the dua to finish, and 80% of the masjid is out. Allahu Akbar. No sunnah, no nothing. And then you want to say, why it's so hot? Why this condition? Why that condition? You don't look at my condition. And then we say the labor laws, as it says so beautifully. Many things happen in our life, we blame the government. That labor law change, that now the person you are employed last, when you're retrenching, dismiss him first. But he thinks that I just came 2 months ago and now they are already dismissing me. If you come last in, you will go first out. So like that, we come last into the masjid and we are running first out. And now we say, oh, it's your problem. You caused the problem. And the problem, like Hazrat says, the problem comes, the decisions are from Allah. Man kana nazru ila majari al-qaza la yufni ayyamu bi makhasamati an-nas. When you have a problem, somebody is troubling you, or now you got a court case, now you won't worry so much of the lawyers that you turn to Allah Ta'ala. That it came from Allah. And now you realize, I must correct my life. So this is when you get this ability to control your mind, and then you'll want to go early to the masjid. And then you'll want to complete your work properly in the masjid. And you'll enjoy yourself. And then you'll realize, a mu'min in the masjid is like a fish in the water, in his environment. You're just enjoying yourself. And we're not like a bird in a cage, as it will be explained. Like a munafiq. You just came, just peep, my friends will say, you never come Juma. So, for that, then you're just like a bird in a cage. When can the imam stop? When can I run out? Ab wo is malaka se apni namazo ko baru bana sakte. Aur namaz ke zariye se wo apni batini madarij mein bahut tarakki kar sakte. Allahu Akbar. Now when you get this ability to control your mind in one direction, I came in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to surrender in front of Allah. When you lift your hands and you throw the both the world behind, and oh Allah, I'm that prisoner and I'm that criminal of yours, full of sins, I hands up. And you beg Allah ta'ala. Now when you come into that frame of mind, and that is when we start doing the course. Like we say, we just want to reach the top, but start doing the course, and as you progress, you realize, like the poor Hafiz boy, he come, he first have to learn his Nazara properly. And he's thinking, why, when I'm going to start learning my Hifz? And his parents are more eager, when is more, he's going to get Sabak. So no, first let him get on the road. First let him know how to get onto the road, then that person will see. And like, it's like a person, you're learning to drive. First you have to learn all the rules, and you know the whole rule book. But if you don't do a course under a supervisor, a driver who knows how to drive, you'll know all the rules of the book, but you won't even know how to start the car properly. So that is, one is the rule book. So here also, we have to realize, many people or students think that let me buy books of the tasawwuf, then I'll understand. No, without the sheikh itself, and you don't have the kitabs of the tasawwuf, you'll be on the right line. And you'll have all the kitabs of the tasawwuf, you'll read all heavy terms, and you won't know whether you're coming or going. You won't know where the ABC is. So Hazrat says, that is why, now you'll only able to progress, and you'll be progressing spiritually, very high stages. As Hazrat says, now you'll realize that what is my maqsad, my object is Allah Ta'ala Himself. Namaz, etc. So to know, to perform namaz, now you need knowledge. That is one bridge that will take you to Allah. That's not the main object. That's not your maqsad-e asli. That is a bridge to take you to Allah. Now if you go on a bridge and you write on the top of the bridge and you say, I'm on the top, you still haven't reached your objective. Because namaz also, and that is why Allah teaches us also, just to read Ayatul Kursi alone and think it will protect you, the words won't protect us. That connection with Allah, that Allah, these are your words. You have promised protection, and when it's in your mind that Allah is going to protect, not just I read my Ayatul Kursi, and that is why today we find even Allahu Akbar, when there's the Islamic gatherings also, main focus now security. And what security? We must get security guard. We don't encourage one, read your Ayatul Kursi and read. So our maqsad asli is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Knowledge is a maqsad to the main maqsad. So then you're able to progress and you realize, this is a station. That is, I have to learn my knowledge to come and read my namaz also, it's a station. But my object is Allah Ta'ala Himself. And that is what I have to find. And just as you progress, and then you'll see the mashayikh when they're telling us about Allah, then barabar tarakki kar sakte, ke jo tariqe nabuwat se tarakki karne ke mukhtalif zarai hai. And this is through, Allahu Akbar, through the methods of the ways that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. You make that little effort to come into the to come into the gathering of the Ahlullah properly, start doing your cause properly, and then see how Allah will open the roads. Then a person won't say that this is the only road to go to Allah. This is the only work of deen. No, then you'll realize, Mashayikh have mentioned, that to get connected to Allah, there is so many ways as much as the creation of Allah. Other Mashayikh have said, as much as the breadth of every creation of Allah. So many ways to get closer to Allah. But the easiest way is what Allah said, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Just hold the hand of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Mashayikh say so beautifully, Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal raha hai, tum hamari saath chalo. That on your own you won't able to tread the path and walk the path to the love of Allah ta'ala. We are walking on that path because we followed our elders. So you just hold my hand and then you will also reach the spot. You will see you will reach there. It's like a person wants to go to a certain town and now he's asking you what is the direction. You give him a whole map and you explain to him. Or you show him the garment, etc. Or now he follows that, but now he's on the road, they're doing some road work. Now that garment is lost, the map is also lost. Now he gets lost. So that is a difficult way. That is one way, but quite difficult. That is on your own you want to study. The second way is you tell him that I am driving there, you follow me behind. That is an easier way, but what will happen at night comes and then he takes over one, two trucks and you behind. Now you don't know which car you're following. Now you're baffled with who I'm following. And it starts raining, etc. So that is the second, but easier way. But that is also difficult. The easiest way is that you hold the hand of your sheikh. He tells, that person tells you, I am going. You just park your car one side and jump into my car. You jump into his car, you fell off to sleep. You're dreaming in America. When you open your eyes, you say, oh, I want to go Durban, I'm here already. Just this. So like this, when we hold the hands of the Mashayikh, then we'll be surprised. Allah se milate sunnat ki raaste. Now I've got this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Now to practice on sunnat is a different enjoyment. You can't leave out sunnat in your life. So this is what Hazrat is saying. Now you will make tarakki and you'll go, there's leaps and bounds, and you'll go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Mashayikh have stressed that when you do the cause, then when you start seeing the benefit, Allahu Akbar. And then, so the cause is first of all of zikr, shagal properly. Not like one of our friends, one Abdul Qadir Bayat Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, many of us, hum bait karte hai, lekin bait jate hai. We take bait and then we sit down after that. We don't carry on. No, I'm bad to Hazrat. I'm bad to that Sheikh. And that is, many people have ulterior motives, as we will learn in the next note. The motive must be one, to get maqsad-e asli, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not that I'm connected to the Sheikh. Now I can go for a proposal. Who you? No, I'm connected to Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib. And so that is not the object. So then, as a person, and this also, as Hazrat has explained, our tasawuf is mudallal. It's according to the proof that was shown to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our tasawuf is not just from the pocket of certain mashayikh, as Hazrat was explaining yesterday. See which sheikh you are connected to. So then you'll find that to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, Allah has made it very easy. And like a person in dunya, he thinks it's hard to do this. But once he's going on the road, then see how you'll get obstacles here and there. But and that also mashayikh have explained. That how did you to walk on this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is you followed your guide, but together with that, hum chale, hum gire, hum utte, hum fir chale. That you're not going to become a farishta just in one gathering, 40 days you stayed, now you are farishta. No, now you go home, you'll see, hardly 1-2 days you make a mistake. You'll fall, you'll get involved in some sin or something. Now you fell in the dirt, don't stay in the dirt. Get up, make tawbah, and carry on walking. So that is, we have to be keep on carrying on walking till we reach the qabr, and then when we get our shabash, that Mar Rabbuk, who was your Rabb? I learned who's my Rabb. Then you'll see Allahu Akbar, how we'll appreciate our mashayikh and our elders. So, zarai ek aham zarai. From the many ways to get closer to Allah, this is one of the most important ways. And the easiest ways which Allah commanded, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That, O people of Iman, you are my friends, but not on a low level. Become a real friend, a bosom friend of Allah, and the easiest way how to do it, and everything that was important and seemed difficult, Allah showed the road. So easy. Just kunu. Kunu amar. Just be what my friend. You don't, Allah didn't say, listen, bayan also. If there's no bayan, but your shaykh is there, and you know Allahu Akbar, he is connected to Allah, Allah's rahmat is descending. So just be with them and you'll see, this is the most important and easy way. Varna bear, and this is now you'll see your namaz starts getting life. Till now you thought I'm reading namaz, but I was like a dead namaz. So in the beginning, it's like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Muru awladakum bis salah, wom abnao sabas sinin. That command your children to perform salah when they're 7 years. From 7 years, what? They will come masjid, but they'll be playing around. If they see you, they'll make like they're reading namaz. They're looking around all over. So when we come in the beginning, we like those small children. As you come regularly, wadribum alayha hum abnao abdal ashar sinin. Now when they come 10 years, that 3 years they're supposed to get the habit. Now when they 10 years and they don't want to come or they get lazy, you must reprimand them. If they need a little hiding, so like that, as you come in the beginning, Sheikh will be soft, he won't even tell you anything. But you see you coming so long and still no changes in you, now he'll some reprimand. And then our Dada Sheikh so beautifully, Sakhtiya Sheikhi, Hargiz Maj Samaj, that when the Sheikh is little hard on you or he told you something, don't think that he's trying to disgrace you. Or don't think that he's trying to be hard on you. Allahu Akbar, fana ke liye. It's to take out all that what you got inside, I'm somebody. No, I'm a student of deen. I'm an alim of deen. All that has to go out. And then we learn. Then you realize. So, when we track this path, then see how Allah Ta'ala will make. This is the most important way to get closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. ورنہ بے رو نماز تو نہ طریق ولایت میں مؤثر ہے اور نہ طریق نبوت میں معتبر ہے. Otherwise, a namaz that you still care, I don't have to go in front of these mashayikh and go to the khanka and all that. I'm reading my namaz. But your namaz got no life. So what a namaz that has got no life and you don't know you got no life in you. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly, a person who doesn't make zikr and a person who makes zikr is like a living and a dead person. That's why Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him for the expedition, big enemies. He says, I'll take 6 people with me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, take more people. He said, aren't they dead people? Are they got no life in them? So like that, we have to see today, that have I got life in me? Did I get up in the morning and never even read my dua? I didn't even make my zikr of la ilaha illallah. So then, you think you got life, you think you're reading namaz, but it's all dead namaz. It's namaz that the person has got a car, and is shining his car like youngsters, shining the car outside. The friends tell him, take me for a drive. He's starting, the car is not starting. When you open the bonnet, what's wrong? There's no engine in there. Or the engine is there and it sees. So where is that? So like that, my namaz, it's just outside body I'm shining. But no life in my namaz. So then that namaz won't have effect in your life, and this is not the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not considered as the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anything we do against sunnat will never make us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahi hal tariqe nabuwat ke dusre amal, masalan tilawati Quran paak, jihad, tabligh wagaira ka hai. And then realize every department of deen, then it will only come alive when you do this course. Even if you want to do tabligh and tabligh work, and many people in the beginning to make them realize that come on to the right path, you send them in jamaat. Now what is that? The object of that is to realize I need knowledge of deen. So go to the madrasa and learn. Go to the Darul Uloom. Now when you finish Darul Uloom, it doesn't mean now, oh, I'm qualified. I'm an alim, I know my road. Now you just learn you just got the map, and you don't even know how to use the map. Now go in the company of a person, that is why Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to stress, if you don't make zikr and ta'aleem, then you just awara gardi, you just loafing, and you say, no, I'm doing alami fikr. You don't have your own fikr, like Hazrat said, la wadida liman la wirdala. If you don't make your own zikr, you can be a shaykhul hadith also. You will be teaching all about zikr, but the effect won't be in you. That effect that's supposed to be in your heart, it won't affect your students. It will only affect your student. There was a time in Darul Deoband, it is said that from the Durban, the security guard outside, right till the Muhtamim Sahib, everybody was Sahib in Nisbat. Everybody had connection with Allah. And that's why great, great students came out. And today, ulama explained, the biggest problem we're having in the dunya today, we have big institutions, but no the concern of tarbiyat. We're not worried of tarbiyat. Finishing, his boys are finishing. He's reading nicely on the minbar, but take out his amama and his scarf after that, he's got two-length hairstyle. He's got the long jubba on, and under that he's got maybe a bermuda. He's got, and he became Hafiz. And then we're hearing the big complaints, Hafiz boys are smoking, Hafiz boys are... So this is that when you don't realize that I need this guidance from the Mashayikh, then every effort of deen, as we learn, that one ayat you realize, Aqim is salat al-zikri. Salat is to establish the remembrance of Allah. Now the importance of the maktab. You learned in the maktab, but you forgot. Tabligh Jamaat came, they reminded you. Now you went in Jamaat. Not that you went 4 months, now I'm a big Tablighi. I don't have to go madrasa. I don't have to, no. Now you have to go and learn. And we see, many a times we think that the programs are taking place in the masajid. No, I can't sit there. I only go for gush. I only go out for 3 days. Then where are you going to learn? And then you don't respect the ulama. So every effort, even jihad, you first have to do your spiritual training. Then you'll be able to go in jihad. Then you'll see that how eagerness to go out in jihad and give your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these departments, life will come in it when we do this course. Aur jo hazrat in amal mein rooh paida karke tarakki madaris ko ke khaha unke liye zaruri hai ke wo pehle zikr aur shaghal ke tareeq ko ikhtiyar karke apne qalb ki islah kare, kyunki amal ke baad rooh hone ka madar قلب کی اصلاح پر ہے جو کسی شیخ کامل کی تربیت اور نگرانی میں ذکر و شغل اختیار کرنے سے ہی ہوتا ہے. So Hazrat says that now ever realize I want a namaz of life. I want life to come into my life and I want to lead that path where I'm going towards Allah Ta'ala. So when you got this desire, and this is what the khanka is all about, and this is what the jamaat is all about, in even the madrasa, to create that desire in the student, that I must love like a Muslim. I must become a proper Muslim. And not just to teach the syllabus and finish, not just to finish our 4 months or whatever, no, to get that desire, that how am I going to come and get this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, if you desire this, then it is extremely necessary that you have to do a course in zikr and all the spiritual training, that is, learn the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see, when you follow the instructions, and you study, follow the instructions that Allah has shown in the Quran Kareem, and you learn the instructions. Otherwise, many a time, you reading the instruction book on your own, and you didn't understand. And instead of putting the wire in the right side of the plug, you put it in the wrong side. And then when you plugged it on, and you on it, you see, short, what happened? Now you got scared, and now you don't want to go back to that part. So don't try and do it on your own. You have to do a special course and realize it's only you do. When you start correcting the heart, the root, when the roots come right, then you'll see the stem will come right. Then you'll see the beautiful tree, etc. So he says it's dependent that you make Islam on the root. Don't make Islam on the outward body, on the outward things. Like many people will say that to get a concentration in namaz, read long, long namazes. You can't concentrate in a short namaz. Where are you going to read long, long namazes? So do the root. Is like your tree is dying and you the watering the leaves. No, check the roots what's wrong. And that is what our Hazrat explained, that our mashayikh are such, and you go to the Hakim, he check what is the cause of your illness. He won't just say, oh, you got a blister here, give you some ointment. No, your blood is not clean. So he give you medicine to purify your blood and you're going diarrhea, you think what's happening. But all that dirt has to come out. Like that, our mashayikh, they'll check the root and then they will treat us. So the root islah of the heart is most necessary. چنانچہ یہ مضمون سینکڑوں احادیث میں ہے. لکل جیسے لکل شئین سقالت وسقالت القلوب ذکر اللہ. And this has come in many احادیث. This is not just the own the prescription of the Mashayikh. This is the prescription of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That everything has got a polish. But before you polish anything, you first have to scrub it. And then you first have to put the polish, then you can shine it. So like Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, everything has got a polish. Our heart also gets dirty. We go in the environments, we go to the shops, etc. We can be who, mashayikh, anybody. We go in the shop and we don't feel the dirt. That means I'm very sick. I don't even know that my glances fell on a woman unintentionally or whatever. And that dirt came in my heart, I didn't feel it. That means I'm more sick. So to polish that heart, you need a zikr, a cause of zikr. And not on your own. You can't go to the chemist on your own and say, I need this tablet. You'll dig your cupboard first if you want to do that. Zikr is the medicine of the heart. And that is why we have to do this cause, zabta, by properly from a sheikh, a kamil. And as we explained, that person who your heart will connect to, then Allahu Akbar. یہاں ایک مغالطہ عام طور پر پایا جاتا ہے کہ باب احباب قلب کی اصلاح کے لیے ذکر اللہ کے بجائے ظاہری اعمال کی اصلاح پر زور دیتا ہے، حالانکہ فرائض کے علاوہ پہلے قلب کی اصلاح کا فکر ضروری ہے. And Hazrat is saying, many people make this mistake that instead of correcting the heart, they think we must correct our outward actions. Like a person, he go in Jamaat, now he came back, now he think, no, I'm wearing amama, everything. My namaz is in order. But you're not even thinking your namaz is not in order. And that is why Hazrat is stressing on us, that we don't realize, we even ulama, our namaz, we read the core, we learned the bayans of namaz. And if we went in Jamaat, we never even learned the bayans of namaz. We just gave the 6 points, etc. And we think now, just repeat it all the time, it's going to come in you. No, یہ دل سے دل میں آتا ہے. نہ کتابوں سے، نہ وعظوں سے، نظر سے. دین ہوتا ہے بزرگوں کی نظر سے پیدا. When you come in, so this mistake we make, that we just trying to correct our outward actions, and we not doing the root cause. کیونکہ اللہ اکبر. And you not concerned that my heart must be purified. کیونکہ حدیث پاک میں قلب کی اصلاح کو اعمال کی اصلاح کا ذریعہ فرمایا گیا. جیسے کہ حدیث پاک میں ہے، ان فی الجسد لمضغہ اذا صلحت صلح الجسد کلو. اللہ اکبر. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned to correct all your اعمال, to correct our whole life, first correct the heart. The heart Allah has made the king. The king Allah has made the heart the palace of the king. And that is why it is mentioned in Hadith Qudsi, which we won't understand. This is beyond our understanding, but Allah to make us realize that Allah send us here with an empty heart. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Everybody came with an empty heart, but you came with the capital of the marifat of Allah. Tawheed, Allah showed us when our ruh was there. Allah presented himself. Now that seed has to be germinated. You have to work on that seed. And the parent's duty is now, first thing the child must hear, Allahu Akbar in the right ear. And iqamat in the other ear. Then the child will know that I got no time to play. Although in their days, then also they won't be playing the wrong games, etc. That's a different old subject on its own. But a person will realize when the heart is starting to be matured, then automatically your whole life will come right. And if you think it's not necessary, I don't have to do, I'm a alim now, I'm a great Shaykhul Hadith, as we explained with Shaykh Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in the body there's a piece of flesh. That is the main thing. When that piece of flesh is healthy, the whole body will be healthy. That piece of flesh is not healthy, the whole body will be rotten. Your eyes won't work properly, your ears won't work properly. And what is that? Ala wahi al-qalb. That is the heart. When you correct your heart, then you'll see your whole life will become correct. You'll even, like that, a person is not worried about his car, and is not worried about checking his oil pressure, his oil, and checking his tire pressure, not even taking his car for service, anything. And he's driving like a wild thing on the road. Then he's got his family and children. What will happen? Not only his life will go, his children and everybody's, but that is an outward thing. That just your bodies will go. If you don't correct your heart, Allahu Akbar, you will affect your own deen and you will affect the deen of everybody else. Then you won't talk properly even in your home. To people you won't talk properly. And yet you'll think I'm somebody big. I'm the imam here. So everybody must listen to me. And as Hazrat explained, it's not listen to me, it's the law of Allah Ta'ala. And that will come when the heart is clean. And then a person will start realizing that now, why am I doing this? The second noor you'll realize, noor-e-dom, namaz seekhne jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, اس نیت کو خالص کرے کہ میں اللہ تعالیٰ کو رضا کرنے کے لیے تعمیل حکم میں اپنی نماز میں کیا اپنے نماز میں کمال پیدا کرنے کی کوشش کر رہا ہوں, دیگر کوئی محویت و استغراق وغیرہ مقصد نہ ہو. Now you realize when the heart starts becoming clean that why am I loving? Who gave me my life? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if Allah gave me my life from the morning you get up, Ya Allah, you gave me another life. Maksude man tu wa radai tu. My object is life is you, O Allah. And I want to learn how to please you. So to learn how to please Allah, you have to learn from the man of Allah. Not a person tells his mother like they teach your children in school, go tell your mom I love you. But when your mom asks you playing your game and she say, bring me one glass of water, say, I'm too busy. Now is that love? That love is not just the word. Love is a reality. So even when we do the sports also, it's not that we just came for bad and now people must, I'll get khilafat very soon and then people will be regarding me like a big buzruk, etc. But my object is everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa umirtu an abuda mukhlisan lahu ad-din, that I have been commanded to make ibadat of Allah only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will come, ikhlas will come gradually. But first, if a person says, I don't have ikhlas now, I can't start reading namaz. No, you don't have a container where you're going to fall ikhlas. And you have to start from the beginning, like all the departments. In the beginning you learned about namaz. In maktab days we learned. They taught us what was faraz, what was wajib, all that. Then we forgot it. And then now we went in jamaat, then we realized, let us go. Now we're talking about the benefits of namaz and importance, but we're not learning what is sunnah, what is all that. So thus also we have to realize, it has to be done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No ulterior motive of any name and fame also, that I'm connected to this sheikh and I'm connected to that sheikh. Allahu Akbar. Our dada sheikh says, that if your motive is something else, that sheikh tera la sani biho. That even if your sheikh can be second to none, but you still got other ulterior motives for show, people must recognize me, etc. Then Allahu Akbar. Your sons will take you far away from Allah. You can have the best sheikh in the world. As Hazrat explained yesterday, 1% they'll give us inspiration and 90% we have to perspire. So thus, and also in namaz, as you come to realize that doing it for the pleasure of Allah is not mahwiyat, that I have to be engrossed like we hear of some mashayikh and some buzruks and the sahaba, how they were engrossed in namaz. That is a special gift from Allah. That is not the object. The object is just concentration, devotion. I must be conscious that I came in the house of Allah. And why I came in the house of Allah? To obey Allah's command. And then not only to obey Allah's command, Allah, you made the swaras for me. Allahu Akbar. If I didn't know it was swaras, I wouldn't have come to the masjid. And then you'll make shukr that not is just a responsibility. In the start, it's a responsibility. I have to go for namaz. But when this reality comes, only Allah gave me my life. My life must be for Allah. Then you realize, Allah, shukr. You gave me salah, you gave me the roza, etc. You'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and then the eagerness, and then Hazrat explained now, what is khushu and khudu, how simple it is. It's not beyond our ability, and it's not something that you have to be so engrossed in namaz that you don't even hear movement. That is not the object. The object is to be conscious, I came for zuhur salah. What is faraz, what is wajib, all that. Allah give us tawfiq. SubhanAllah.